Two dingo attacks involving children on Kigari, otherwise known as Fraser Island. On Thursday, a dingo bit a four-year-old on the left shoulder while swimming in Barangora or Lake Mackenzie. Following this, on Sunday, a dingo bit a two-year-old child in the car park of the same area. This marks four dingo attacks in Kigari in the past week, after two others had similar high-risk interactions. Rangers urge those travelling to Kigari to be dingo safe while travelling in groups, never feeding dingoes, and staying in fenced areas of the island with children.
The new Brisbane Metro commenced today with megabuses on the M2 replacing the 66 route. The new buses will provide better access to universities and schools and have the capacity of 150 seats. These upgrades allow the transport between the University of Queensland and the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital every 5 minutes in peak. Translink described this as the first stage of welcoming Brisbane Metro to our network, which will be followed by more changes later this year.
In national news, the Albanese government announced funding to combat anti-Semitism by dedicating $6.4 million towards Holocaust education. On Monday, marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camps, Labor declared they would commit $4.4 million towards opening a National Holocaust Education Centre in Canberra. The government also announced a $2 million upgrade, the Holocaust Institute of Western Australia's Education Centre. This comes after a national cabinet meeting was held to discuss the rise of anti-Semitic attacks in Australia.
The next story mentions extremist groups and racism. Listener discretion is advised. South Australian police arrested 16 members of a neo-Nazi group on Invasion Day, with one being charged with displaying a Nazi symbol. Members of the National Socialist Network marched through Adelaide dressed in black, wearing sunglasses and waving the Australian flag. Videos of the men showed them chanting, "Australia for the white man," while marching. The group has been monitored by authorities for months, with the Prime Minister Anthony Albanese saying the ASIO has been warning of the rise of far-right groups in Australia. The Prime Minister condemned the group, saying this is no place for this hateful ideology here in Australia, or indeed anywhere else.
In international news, a surprise announcement from a Chinese artificial intelligence company has upended the US stock market and threatened the dominance of American technology industry. Announced last week, the Chinese startup DeepSeek launched a free AI assistant that is both more advanced and economically efficient than current US AIs. By Monday, it had overtaken US-created ChatGPT in downloads from the Apple App Store. This has led to AI-related stocks falling on Monday, with computer manufacturing corporation NVIDIA falling 17%, losing $600 billion in value. NVIDIA's stock crash is the biggest single-day loss for a company in stock market history.
For your weather today, Brisbane is 28 degrees. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Can you guess what we'll listen to next? That's right. It's 4zzz.